When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
Home Club for details.
Welcome everyone to Couch Potato Diary. Happy Wednesday. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for tuning in today. Bit of a different one today. The Calgary Flames moving Jacob Markstrom to the New Jersey Devils. I broke it down on the Game Over Calgary YouTube channel. So there's a little bit of shilling in here for getting you to try to subscribe there. We are trying to build that up. So if you could, that would be awesome. But anyway, we're turning it into a podcast here on Couch Potato Diary. So that's what this episode is going to be, all focusing on Jacob Markstrom on his way to the Devils. Here is that breakdown. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Game Over Calgary. My name is Peter Klein. Thank you very much for joining me today on a breaking news edition. It's not so much Game Over as Markstrom Over, as the Calgary Flames move on from Jacob Markstrom, sending the goaltender to the New Jersey Devils, finally. So today we are going to break down what it all means, why people are so disappointed, why some people aren't disappointed, and get into a bit of a broader off-season discussion. As always, make sure you guys are liking this video. We are looking to go live once again from this channel. We need to up the subscribers a little bit, so if y'all could do that, it would help us out to be able to do that and bring you the Game Over you know and love coming here on this channel next season. So let's get into it. As Jacob Markstrom is off to the New Jersey Devils in exchange for Kevin Ball and a 2025 top 10 protected first round pick. The protection, if that is triggered, then it becomes an unprotected pick in 2026. And also $2 million, $1.875 over the next two seasons. So each of the next two seasons, I suppose, from Jacob Markstrom's contract will be eaten up by the Calgary Flames. And I think as these discussions were going on, and as Yost is tweeting about it, and then Saravalli, and then LeBron, and Drager, and all them, you're starting to get like, okay, what's it gonna be? Here we go. And we've been, Flames fans have been thinking about this since the trade deadline, right? Like, we have been wondering that this deal that was supposed to have happened and didn't end up happening, what could it have possibly entailed? Well, could it have been this guy? Well, could it have been this guy? What about this pick? What about this pick? And then New Jersey evidently does not make the postseason, and you now have a Flames team that matches the need of the New Jersey Devils perfectly. And so because of that, expectations run wild. And then you see Kevin Ball and a 2025 top 10 protected for 80 or I guess what would that be, 69% of Jacob Markstrom's contract. But you look at that and it's okay, well, not what we wanted, right? And so that there is, I think the immediate reaction is to feel very frustrated about this particular move and to get a little bit bummed out about what this, what we thought it could have been and what it ends up being. But overall, it is not a home run. Don't hear what I'm not saying. It's not a home run, I don't think, by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it is a fine return given some of the limitations that the Flames were dealing with. Jacob Markstrom has a full no move, and he had already basically waived it to go to the New Jersey Devils. And so, excuse me, I'm apparently very choked up about this. And so you get kind of, you are stuck, I guess, is the way to put it. You are stuck in this spot where it kind of feels like they are the only team that's in this. And there are other goaltending needy teams. I know that Charlie and Maude on Game Over Ottawa have talked to goalies and have talked specifically Jacob Markstrom. And so there were other places that would have been interested in Markstrom, but that mattered not if Markstrom wasn't interested in going there. So you really are limited to where this guy wants to go. And if he only wants to go to New Jersey, and given everything that he went through around the trade deadline and everything he said after, not exactly motivated to do the Flames a solid, I don't think. So he is, you are negotiating with a group of one, and you are negotiating for a goaltender who is 34 years old and is now just one season removed from an absolutely dismal campaign in the last year under Daryl Sutter. And just in general, goalies don't move for a whole lot. So I think when you look at the things that Conroy was working against, this actually turns out to be a good return. Again, it's not a home run. It's not the franchise-altering trade or whatever when they are parading down 17th Avenue away from the new arena with hoisting the Stanley Cup in X amount of years. I don't think we're going to be looking back on this day and being like, well, that's the day that turned the franchise around. But I still think in terms of all the weird ways we talk about human beings that happen to be hockey players with asset management and blah, 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 blue, I think this is actually okay when you look at you're getting a young defenseman and you are getting a first-round pick. Protections on that first-round pick, but not incredibly massive protections, I don't think, on those. And so I think it's okay. And I do understand why grand visions started popping up, right? Because like I said, we've been thinking about this since March and watching the Stanley Cup playoffs and watching goaltending needy team after goaltending needy team, first of all, miss. And then second of all, you look at a situation that, I mean, the Oilers are doing well, but there was a situation there where Calvin Pickard is starting must-win games. And you're like, okay, well, seeing the importance of a goalie, and we got one of the best ones here, so this should be a thing. And you start to fantasize about, okay, maybe we get the 10th overall pick. Maybe we get one of their great prospects. Maybe we get the 10th overall pick and one of their great prospects. And so you start to build this up in your head, and then you see the tweets start coming out, and it's a thud. And it's not one of the big prospects for the Devils, and it's not this year's 10th overall pick. And so it immediately feels like a loss. But again, I don't think it is that, but it's not the big home run. And I do think part of it is the, fascination or excitement about TJ Ginla. And it does seem like he has played, or at least had played his way out of the range where the Flames would be able to pick. You do see some mocks that end up with him going to the Flames. Now, I do think part of that is maybe a touch click, maybe a little bit. But I do think that the U18s were a while ago. And as we get a little bit further away, and we're not going to get much further, the draft's in less than 2 weeks. But as we get a little bit further away from that, it starts to, instead of it being the last thing we've seen and this thing that's in your face and Ginla's posing with Ginla for the championship thing and he's scoring big goals and he's doing all of these things, as we go from that being the singular focus to it just starting to be a big piece of the pie, you do start to wonder if maybe there is a chance that he could get to the Flames. But I do think that all the talk about him, like he's not going to make it past Montreal at 5 or anything like that, I do think that a lot of that talk has Flames fans a little bit, I don't want to say desperate, but a little bit worried that Tej isn't going to be able to be there for the Flames. And again, if the guy's name was Joe Smith, we'd be talking about it in the same way because I think he is that good. And I do think that there is a want to move up, and having 10 sure would have made things easier to move up. Whether it is, I don't think you package 9 and 10 to go up and get 5. I mean, maybe you do. Maybe you just think he is worth it that much that you go up there and get, or whoever, right? But specifically for Tej, I think that there are people who just want that to happen. And if they had 10, there is a little bit more ammunition. You know, have 3 first round picks. If you want to package 2 of them to move up and get that guy, well, then you know, you have that guy and still another first round pick to go with. And you just feel a little bit better about the bullets you have in the chamber in trying to go up and make that move. And so I do think that, again, a lot of the perception around this is based on what we kind of built this deal up to be in what in our minds, and then the next step of what that could have been with a prospect that we're all really, really excited that might be just painfully out of reach of the Calgary Flames. But what did they actually get here? Ball projects to be a third-pairing defenseman in the NHL. He is 23 years old and rather huge. And that is something that I think the Flames are very interested in. I do worry a little bit that after they got, they made a couple of moves for some younger high-end defensemen, they kind of went for need and, oh, well, now we need some solid defensemen to fill around it. Well, there's one. Let's put him in this trade. We just want him. We'll get him. And I don't necessarily love that thought process necessarily. I will say, you watch the Stanley Cup playoffs, and if you've been watching me on Game Over Edmonton or on my personal podcast, Couch Potato Diary, I have been saying that these playoffs specifically have made me realize that teams now need to overdo it depth-wise and overdo it at the trade deadline and overdo it in free agency. Maybe not like to the extent that you can in a salary-capped world, but I think building up that depth is good. Now, going out and acquiring a depth defenseman for what is ultimately your best asset now that you are willing to move is not exactly how I would be running a franchise. But I do still think that this will be a valuable contributor to the Calgary Flames going forward. He will be a part of that mix that is battling for spots on this blue line now and forevermore with this team. And then with the first round pick, it seems unlikely that it is going to be a game changer. What it does mean is that the Flames have guaranteed 6 picks in the first round in the next 3 years. That is a good thing. Their own pick in 2025 probably isn't going to be with Calgary. It's that weird one that's hung up in the Montreal, Florida thing. I think of it.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair, we help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job, or your deodorant, or your lunch, or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.
Want a website with unmatched power, speed, and control? Try Bluehost Cloud, the new web hosting plan from Bluehost, built for WordPress creators by WordPress experts. With 100% uptime, incredible load times, and 24/7 WordPress priority support, your sites will be lightning fast with global reach. And with Bluehost Cloud, your sites can handle surges in traffic no matter how big. Plus, you automatically get daily backups and world-class security. Get started now at Bluehost.com.
If it ends up being the first overall pick, the Flames get it. If it's like 2 through 198th, Montreal gets it. Like it's all over the place. But you are now guaranteed to have 2 picks in the first round this year, 2 picks in the first round the year after that, and 2 picks in the first round the year after that. That gives you a lot of shots at it. It gives you a lot of ammunition if you want to, again, try to make a move up in a draft to go get someone that you are really targeting, to go out and get a young player that you are really targeting and looking to be aggressive for. I'm not saying Nikash or anything like that, but I think that this just gives Craig Conroy and company some options and some wiggle room. Like it's a fine pick. There is a world where it turns out to be amazing, right? Like there is a world where Markstrom is just cooked. And by the way, not hoping for that. Like I think he did a lot for this Calgary Flames team and I would like to see him succeed. But from a Flame standpoint, there is a world where he just falls off the map, right? Like, it's just, this was one last hurrah that he had, and now he's going to Jersey, and it's going to fall off. And then, yes, the next pick, the 25 pick, doesn't then come to the Flames, but all of a sudden that 26 is looking mighty interesting from a Calgary standpoint. And I think that there's at least that possibility out there. Odds are it's probably going to be a pick in the 20s, and the Flames are going to get a kid who is good, not great, and he can be added to the pile of prospects that they have that are good, not great from a Calgary standpoint. But I just think that overall, it is a pretty good job that Craig Conroy has done. And he hasn't fully dug out of the hole that Brad Treliving left this organization in. And I've said before, I was mainly positive on the work of Brad Treliving, but now that it is very apparent that what he was working towards wasn't going to work, there was a lot of digging out of it. And I think that he was handcuffed by the situation with Noah Hanifin. He was handcuffed by the situation here with Markstrom. He is currently handcuffed by the situation with Jonathan Huberto, although salary cap issues aren't really something this team is bothered by over the next little bit. They need to sign a guy just to get to the cap floor. But I do think that Conroy has done a good job of working his way out of the hole that was dug for him by his previous boss in Brad Treliving, where there wasn't much left prospect-wise. In terms of high-end talent, nothing really. In terms of high-end talent, there were a lot of very difficult contracts to deal with on the books, and a lot of a very difficult situation to have to deal with coming out of how things went down with Daryl Sutter and some of the different contracts that were handed out. And then the kind of perception of this team that is one that everyone wants to leave. And so you are kind of, you're between a rock and a hard place when you're trying to get maximum value for some of these guys who are very obviously not looking to re-sign. And he basically just acquired a whole extra draft this year with an extra first, an extra second, an extra third, an extra fourth. As I said before, there are now 6 first-round picks in the next 3 years that Conroy has at his disposal. And so I think to go from a situation that when Treliving left felt a little bit dire, where you don't have a lot of great prospects, you don't have a lot of high-end talent on your NHL roster, and you have a lot of no moves and a lot of contracts with expiring players that probably don't want to be here anymore. And so I think to come out of that with the prospects and the draft capital that Conroy has been able to build up is actually a win from a Flames standpoint. Now, it comes down to what is next. If you listen to any content that I created, you know that I'm not exactly a card-carrying member of the Andrew Mangiapane fan club. I would suggest that might be what is next. I know that Mangiapane has ended up on a couple of trade boards that insiders are putting out, and it seems rather obvious he's not going to stick around. I think that the 34 goal season that we saw from him is more of the outlier and not necessarily what we're going to see. I think the only time he was productive was with Backlund and Coleman this year, and who wasn't? So I think if you can get some pretty good value out of that, there is definitely a move to make. But then after that, it's now, I don't want to say, well, now it's time to get better and win. But it's just, those are kind of the last, I think, legitimate teardown moves. Maybe Coleman, I would be surprised if that was this year, but maybe. The Kuzmenko one is going to be interesting. Obviously, Sharon Govich is going to be really interesting as well. But this is a team that, as I said, has quite a bit of draft capital now and has a ton of cap space to work with. I would like to see the Flames get a little bit creative with that in ways that teams have been before. I'm not saying go out and make the move that was made today by acquiring Pierre-Luc Dubois. That's the opposite of what you want to do. But if there is a team that has a bad contract for a couple of years, come on in. Come to the welcoming arms of Scotiabank Saddle Dome and the kind, loving, generous hearts of the people of Calgary, as we will pay you probably most of your salary. All it takes is another first or a second. Just bring it on in, man. Bring it on in. That I would like to see them get a little bit creative with that, as some teams have before, right? Like, just be the third team that is retaining some salary in a deal that ends up being a blockbuster and you get an extra third out of it or something like that, or a prospect or whatever. I would like to see the Flames get a little bit more creative with that. I would have really liked if they could have got in on this Dellandrea trade today. The Dallas Stars moving him for a fourth. I think Dellandrea is like the perfect third or fourth line type of a player, and is the type of guy who I wouldn't mind the Flames taking a shot on. Now, they have depth forward guys that they can turn to, and he ultimately is just that. But I don't know. I just kind of like the kid. But I do think that there are some big moves that the Flames can make still with the cap space they have, the draft capital they have, and still some productive NHLers on their roster. If this thing really is turning sideways, I do wonder about Nazem Kadri and Blake Coleman. Backlund, I think, is here for the long haul. But, like, is there a world where Huberto becomes a tradable asset? When we just saw PLD get moved today, I don't think you're getting Kemper for Huberto, but I would have told you 24 hours ago you're not getting that for PLD either. So I do think that there is... I know I just said like the teardown part is over, but I do think there is a world where it can continue. The one part that concerns me is that this is still a team that is messaging to the fans that they want to make a run to the playoffs next season. That was one of the last lines, and it was one of the lines that jumped out to people in the press release about this trade, and that is concerning. Now, a full tank next year doesn't do this team a lick of good, because, again, odds are they don't have their first-round pick going into next season, so they can go 0-82. It's not going to mean a darn thing. But I do for this year just want there to be, again, that emphasis on getting the young talent in there. The emphasis on helping out players like Pelche, like a Coronado, try to find the levels that Zari and Pospisil found this year. I think Pospisil, he gets banged up at the World Hockey Championships, but I think that experience is valuable nonetheless. And then trying to figure out what you have on this blue line and just continuing to give these kids a shot. I don't want them to go out and sign a bunch of like 1 or 2 year contracts for veterans who are going to keep pushing those guys down just so they can try to squeak in the playoffs because they don't happen to have their first round pick this year. I just think that wastes a year of development for some of these kids. That's kind of where I'm at. But I think the biggest part of the move today is that this now clears the runway for Dustin Wolf to spread his wings and fly with this organization. I know there are a lot of people who have great amounts of trepidation about that, with saying that Wolf is definitely not the goalie of the future. Well, let's find out, because the future is still kind of far away for this team. So why not see if this kid can actually do something and can actually be an NHL goaltender? There were times last year where it looked like no doubt he's an NHL goaltender, and there were times last year where it looked like no doubt he is not an NHL goaltender. I think with consistent playing time, consistent NHL coaching, and continuing to learn off of the experience he had this last year, that there will be some great growth opportunities there for him, and I do think that he will be fine, but it's at least nice that they will be able to figure it out. So, still a lot to go this offseason. The plan, for me, anyway, is to do these as these big things go along. If they're signing guys to PTOs, probably not going to do 20 minutes on it. Might just get one of the videos of me walking around outside. People seem to be doing that these days. So, but we want this to grow. I want to hear from you guys. What do you want to hear on here? Do you want me to just do like, hey, here's 18 minutes of Peter listing off guys who played on the Flames in the 90s? Let me know what you guys want. I want to do more breaking news stuff like this year, especially this offseason. I want to have fun here, and I want to reach as many Flames fans as possible, and I want to give you guys the content you want. So, like this video. Hopefully you liked it. You're still watching. Like this video, subscribe to the channel, leave a comment about what you want to see on this channel. What when you think of what you want from a Calgary Flames YouTube channel, obviously we're going to be doing the game overs, but let us know what other stuff you want. Let us know in the comment section below. Follow me on social media. I am at Primetime Klein. Thank you all so much for tuning in, and I will talk to you guys as the offseason continues. I'm out.